And things got better and better. And within 3 or 4 months, I was discharged from that hospital. I joined a group of surgeons where, you know, I could work with other people in a community, not in New Haven, but fairly close by. Stayed there for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, I went back to New Haven, had remarried by that time. I brought my wife with me, actually, to make sure I could get through this. My children came back to live with us. We had 2 more children after that. Resuscitated the career even better than it had been before. Went right back into the university and began to write books. Well, you know, it's been a wonderful life. It's been, as I say, close to 30 years. I stopped doing surgery about 6 years ago and became a full-time writer, as many people know. But it's been very exciting. It's been very happy. Every once in a while, I have to say, ah, fuck it. Every once in a while, I get somewhat depressed and a little obsessional. So I'm not free of all of this. But it's worked. It's always worked. Why have I chosen, after never, ever talking about this, to talk about it now? Well, those of you who know some of these books know that one is about death and dying, one is about the human body and the human spirit, one is about the way mystical thoughts are constantly in our minds, and they have always to do with my own personal experiences. One might think, reading these books, and I've gotten thousands of letters about them by people who do think this, that based on my life's history, as I portray it in the books, my early life's history, I am someone who has overcome adversity. That I am someone who has drunk of the bitter dregs of near disaster in childhood and emerged not just unscathed, but strengthened. I really have it figured out, so that I can advise people about death and dying, so that I can talk about mysticism and the human spirit.